Mark, when you think of somebody who practices yoga, what do you think of?
Definitely not me.
Okay, well, we're not going to be hard on you, but yoga instructor Jessamyn Stanley has a pretty good idea.
I do think that people see a white, cisgender, heterosexual woman who is of a certain means, who has the spare time to practice yoga. She has spare money. She's wearing Lululemon. She's got, like, she has a Yoga Journal subscription. It's always, like, a very specific person.
But Stanley is out to change that stereotype. She's a yoga instructor and a body positive activist who advocates for making room on the mat for bodies of all sizes, colors, gender expressions, and sexual orientations. And the show's Lauren Gilger got to talk with her recently. Good morning.
Good morning. So Stanley's approach to yoga is not what you see in a lot of studios today. She's not only an advocate for loving your body, no matter what size it is. She teaches that yoga isn't about how you look, it's about how you feel. She'll be in town this weekend to speak about her new book, Every Body Yoga, but she didn't come to yoga easily. She says when she first tried yoga, in fact, she hated it.
I tried for the first time when I was in high school, and I was 16. My aunt was really into Bikram yoga at the time. It's a style of hot yoga. So I went, and I remember that it was like walking into a hot, damp washcloth and just like having it strapped across your face. And then I was sweating in ways that I didn't even know you could sweat. Like I was sweating from my eyebrows, sweating from my elbow creases. And so once we started moving, I was like, yeah, I'm good on this. Like I can't do this the way that anyone else can. I'm done. And I left and I was like, I'm done with this. I'm not doing yoga again. And it was 7 years before I went back.
Right. So you started practicing at home and sort of on your own learned this practice. And you started sort of posting on social media about that journey. And that sounds like it pretty quickly took off.
It did, but it was also something that I really was not consciously trying. I wasn't trying to build anything. I started practicing and taking photos of the practice so that I could just log my progress. And I wanted to feel like I was a part of a larger community, and I wanted to track my alignment and just see how things were developing over time. But I just noticed that the response I was getting really wasn't from people saying like, oh, here's some alignment tips. It was predominantly people being like, I didn't know fat people could do yoga. And I was just like, why do you think that fat people can't do yoga? There are so many fat people who do yoga. I'm not even the first fat black person to take pictures of themselves practicing yoga. And so there was like a conscious thought after that. Okay, so we need more visibility. Like, I can be visible. I can continue to log my practice.
Right. When you get this reaction from people, people start to respond to the fact that you're doing this and you're not somebody they expect to do this. I wonder, what was that like when you sort of realized that you were speaking to so many people and this meant something to people? Is that intimidating?
I just really try not to be that emotionally engaged in the response to it, because I am so appreciative of all of the goodwill and positive reinforcement that I've received, but I have to be like, I have to stand away from it, especially because like I am really introverted and I did get into yoga because I was going through depression. It wasn't like, it's different from saying like, oh yeah, you know, I was a gymnast or a dancer and I just kind of fell into yoga because it was a great way to relax after practice. Mm-hmm. No, this was like my emotional exercise that has helped me deal with my problems with alcohol abuse, helped me deal with death, helped me like try to roll with some punches that come in everyone's life, but that are very, very real.
Right, right. So it sounds like what you still are trying to really focus on the yoga. And right, like while we might think about a certain type of woman wearing a certain type of outfit, drinking a certain type of water, when we think about yoga, it's actually rooted in this ancient practice that is spiritual. And I wonder, why do you think it sort of morphed into this exercise phenomena to begin with?
We're living in this weird time where people are totally obsessed with being sexually attractive to one another. And so everything is about looking a certain way. And so yoga makes you look a certain way. And I think that that's part of what has propelled it into this like completely physical obsessed thing. And then when you think about the way that it's typically packaged in that, in this like white cishet female body, slender body, that person is also the person that they're usually trying to sell things to. And I think that yoga has absolutely nothing to do with selling anything. And yoga doesn't care about this like fake version of yoga where like only white women can do it and you have to have money to go on retreats. Like that doesn't have anything to do with it. And as a result, I think it just doesn't matter.
So what is your message about yoga? This is about how you feel for you, right?
Yeah. And I mean, I think it's about the practice is really just about looking within yourself to see the truth, and that the truth is love and the truth is light, and that it is always that way for every single human being. Every pose, every breath is leading toward that journey. And you notice in that I didn't say anything about body size or color or shape or anything like that, mm-hmm. because it just doesn't, none of that matters. And that's really the heart of my book, is just that, you know, it's called Everybody Yoga to show that everybody can do yoga, but it's truly deeper than that. The obsession with the body is something that's happening right now. Even once we're no longer obsessed with our bodies, we will still need to practice yoga. And I think that digging deeper, going to that second layer, is at least the first step to getting there.
Yeah. And do you find that's a tough message to get across to some people who really have a hard time seeing themselves and their bodies in a yoga studio?
I do think that it is a difficult message to get across. But I also think that once you make it clear that this is really just a practice about feeling good within yourself, and that feeling good might mean that you are pushing yourself physically in a way that you haven't pushed yourself, maybe that you're pushing yourself mentally or spiritually in a way that you haven't before, but that is going to lead to you feeling better, and everyone wants that feeling.
Jessamyn Stanley is the author of Everybody Yoga. She'll be at Changing Hands in Phoenix on May 7th. Jessamyn, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
And this is the show.